Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast. It's the podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Justin. I'm the COO of ETI Performance Improvement, and we are a business and people development company. And I have the pleasure of leading a team of people who are just passionate about equipping others to reach their fullest potential.
Perfect, Justin. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Man, I think one of my favorite things is just seeing how different businesses leverage their people and technology. I think there are so many different ways to overcome problems and build creative solutions. And I love being able to learn from their leadership on how they're empowering people to do more.
Perfect, perfect. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I do agree with that. We personally use client quotes on our website. It's part of our marketing kit and all of that, but we haven't traditionally used client testimonials. I think more our testimony in the marketplace is kind of king. Some of our like most profitable engagements have come from like a referral just from someone speaking highly of our team. But I do think that both client testimonials and client quotes should be part of your marketing kit.
I 100% agree with you there. Question number four, what advice you share with other companies in the B2B industry? Go.
Man, so I think one of the things that we focus on a ton is just like maintaining our funnel. And I think one of the problems with that is that a lot of the traditional sales and marketing activities that we do, they just don't have the same traction as they did before. So one of the things that we focus a ton of energy on is helping others become an everyday leader through leveraging thought leadership marketing. And what's interesting about that is that your brand and your people, they're already communicating that you are an expert. Your marketing should actually promote that in the form of some type of leadership marketing. So there are so many ways to do that. The way that we do it is through video content. We produce super concise, meaningful video content that we produce and share to all the social media platforms. And it's actually super fun to see people connect with that learning and then share it unprompted with all of their circle. So one of the things that I highly recommend and challenge business owners to do is fully leverage your LinkedIn account. Record content today. It doesn't have to be super polished. It doesn't even have to be like super produced, but produce it today and publish it. And then use your network to share and kind of showcase that you are a leader. Here's the thing with leadership. All you have to do is talk about what you love. And if you talk about what you love, you'll naturally showcase your expertise. So I know that our thought leadership marketing has produced more connections than probably all of our traditional sales and marketing strategies combined.
Right. I like that there. So what are some ways that someone, like, if they're going to start doing video right now, they're going to watch this, go do a video. Give me some tips.
So I was working with a VP that was super stressed about like, man, it has to look polished, has to be on brand. And I was like, it is, you are the brand of your company. So we coached him how to like take super short video clips right from his iPhone. We actually upped that and he was actually leading in the community, but he also used that same technique to record super short videos, posted them to their SharePoint site and to like his internal Yammer accounts to actually build community in the middle of pandemic with his team.
Love that there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Probably Jack Kleemeyer. He runs a company called Grow Your Business Coaching, and he's a personal friend. And every engagement that I've kind of worked through with Jack has been a huge success, and he's super fun to work with.
Perfect. I'll look him up. We're done here. Number six, final fun question. Justin, tell me about your first sale.
Man, I've been an entrepreneur since I was young, but if I do it based on current business, I think it was when we helped a law enforcement agency do their learning and development. And I got to work with their subject matter experts to build some super cool content, think through their learning and development design, produce the videos, do the online component. And it was super fun to let their experts partner with our experts to build meaningful content, because their goal was to level up knowledge and then, of course, keep us all safe.
Perfect. Love that story there. So, Justin, you don't have 4 minutes and 16 seconds left. So you can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
I think one thing I would leave kind of as a thought is just start today. Strive to be a leader every single day. And part of strong leadership is being open to adapting in the middle of interesting times. So you will be most successful if you become an everyday learner. So bring in content into your sphere, figure out how to repackage that content, and then become a leader in sharing that content with others. It's the core of being an everyday learner and leading well with your marketing.
I 100% agree. And the way I help build thought leadership is just an example here is this very easy podcast. No editing. Start, stop, it's done. Post it.
Done. And people will love it. They will love it.
Yeah, they will. You pulled it. Actually, you do have 3 minutes and 19 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or we can end early?
No, I think we can end early.
We're ending early then. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
Our website is etindy.com. It's etindy.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Justin, appreciate you being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching, make sure you also check out onfireignites.com. Get our guide for 10 ways to use testimonials you probably haven't heard of before. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.